All right, so I'm going to show you how to read everybody's mind right now. But you have to remember there's two kinds of people in the world. Well, there's three kinds, really. There's the base nature. That's the base nature. Their God is their belly, the flesh mind. Then there's the spiritual creature. And then there's the carnal, who's kind of got one foot in the world and one foot in heaven, you know. So let's just start with the base nature. Maybe I'll just do the base nature today. I don't know. I mean, really, all you have to do, the spiritual person, they know what this place is. And they know this is not their home. And they set their affections on things above. So when they function in life, they're functioning down here as a temporary, and they're performing their duties not because they have to, or not because of law. It's out of love, and it's also out of they do their duties not because they love money or they love image or whatever. They do it because they're trying to protect themselves and others from the lies of the system and the destroyers and the base nature creatures, because they know the base nature creatures just run on certain things. I'll tell you how to read the mind of the base nature. It's really easy. They're motivated by the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. So as you unfold those three things, they're thinking about partying, sex, drugs, money, drinking, carousing, getting the attention, getting the prestige, getting the best job, the best title, being a leader but not understanding servant leadership. They want to be top dog, but they don't want to be a servant leader washing feet. They want somebody to wash their feet. So the base nature is upside down. They might say, well, I want to help people, but really they're not really trying to help people. They're trying to get self-glory that they help people. A workaholic is a base nature, because a workaholic wants you to know that they're a workaholic, you know, working themselves to death because it builds up them. They got to work. They're a hard worker. Everybody, it's all about identity. The base nature creatures, they're going to get their identity in something. Their car, their hot rod, their weightlifting, their image, their money, their position, their power, their house, their situation, their title or whatever. They're going to get their identity down here, and nobody really cares, but they think people care, because the base nature has no friends, really, because all their friends are other base nature creatures. And if they fall from their position, then they throw each other under the bus, and it's not real friendship. Think about all the actors that have all those fake friends. Can you imagine over time the actors realize they never had any real friends? Can you imagine that? The only reason other actors pretended to be their friend was to get positions of roles, you know. It's like a network, you know. Most of your social media, they're not real friends. They're not real friends. And so the base nature is, you can actually read their mind. You can actually, when they walk up to you, start talking to you, number one, they're going to use flattery most of the time. They're flatterers, because they're trying to build up your ego to get you to think, yeah. See, that's how they think. They want to be worshipped, so they think you want to be worshipped. I don't care about being worshipped, do you? Not about building up somebody's ego. It's about the truth, about Jesus getting the glory. We preach not ourselves, but Jesus and Him crucified. And so you either follow after Jesus and take up your cross, and you understand like stuff like servant leadership and sacrifice and duty. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather labor with his hands the thing which is good, in order to give to him that needeth. And so when you start to understand that everything is per the Son, every person is per the Son, then what happened at the cross? You had the You had the, Jesus had to become sin, right? That's the base nature. But he rose from the dead. That's the spiritual nature. He had to go to the cross. And so your base nature and your sin and your spirit nature is the sine wave. And most people around you are, they don't know what the spirit nature is. They just see religion and they think, you know, even the Wiccans are base nature. You might say, well, how can the Wiccans claim to be spiritual and be in base nature? Because they worship themselves. They worship Mother Earth. They worship the Clado land. The earth plane, the dirt. They worship dirt. Think about that. Everything around you came from the dirt or metal in the ground. The cars, the buildings, the concrete. There's a big concrete building in front of me and they say, oh, look at that concrete building. If they were going to worship something, they might worship the architect who designed the building and the builders who built the building. You don't worship the dirt or people or the, and see, the people are the creative. If you're creative, God spoke it all into existence. Why are you going to worship mankind or what man does, the works of man? This is why it's only can be faith alone, because it's not of works, lest any man should boast. And if people boast, it's like a boxer. There's always somebody stronger and faster. When Mike Tyson got beat, he bit the guy's ear off. Why? He was mad because somebody was stronger than him. Somebody's always smarter and faster and stronger. And somebody who's really in the lower nature, the base nature, they're not going to like it when they get beat, you know. Somebody in the spiritual nature, they know that all gifts are from God and everybody has a different gift, right? And so everybody's a different gift and everybody's going to do what God's called them to do if they submit to His will. And they realize it's not them, but it's Him. Christ working through you. So if you want to understand the mind of the base nature, they're lazy. They want something for free. They want the self-glory. It's all about them. They're going to talk a big talk. They're going to flatter you to get you to worship them. The only reason they flatter you is to get attention. A base nature creature, their mind, you can read their mind because if you're in the spirit mind, you know what you used to be and what you are now. You know what you've moved from and to. So the base nature they can only understand the sin wave, the sine wave. They can't rise above it. They don't know what steady state is. They're just fickle. And they'll just say whatever they need to say for the moment is what they'll do. They'll change with the wind. They're not stable.